And so today we celebrate the Feast of All Souls. And that means that we pray for the poor souls in purgatory, as tradition would have it. But we got to remember that this is a day filled with hope. You know, again, if you've made it to purgatory, you're going to heaven. You're going to be a saint. You know, someone got on my case yesterday and sat there and says, well, Father, you talk about you either have to go to heaven or you go to hell. And he says, well, what does that mean for the poor souls in purgatory? They're going to go to heaven. They're being purified. But they are saints of God. It's just taken time for their purification. Again, what this means is that Jesus Christ paid the penalty for our sins. We are not paying the penalty. That's not what this is about. The readings are very clear. He died for us. But when we come to Jesus and he pays the penalty for our sins, if the moment we die, we all go to particular judgment. And particular judgment is you get to go to heaven, hell, or purgatory immediately. This is before the final judgment. So let's say you go to purgatory because you are in a state of grace, but you still have sins that need to be purified. So it's kind of like God the Father, who is pure love, goes and embraces us to bring us home to heaven. And as he embraces us, his pure love is a fire that burns away the selfishness, that burns away the lack of love, because heaven is the place where God loves us and we love him and we love each other forever. Now, if you ever have met this, I know people that are in a state of grace but don't have much love. Right? It's still about them, and I have to make sure that I get to heaven, and it's all about me and what I'm going to do, and am I holy, am I not holy? They're not going to be able to make it in heaven unless they've been purified. So they need to be purified of the selfishness so that they can learn what it is to love. And the only thing that can do is be burn away that selfishness and any kind of venial sins that are still in us so that we can be transformed in the eternal life of heaven. Pope Benedict XVI says purgatory can be an instant. You know, we talk about the years and everything else from old theology, but Pope Benedict was making very clear that this can be like that, because we are still in time, but when a person has died, they're beyond time. So today is a hopeful day where we pray for those who are in purgatory and those who are being purified, that their time would go fast. And again, as I was a child, I was always taught you light a candle for the souls in purgatory, and if they get to heaven because of your prayers, then they become saints who are praying for you. We all need saints who are praying for us. So let's pray for the poor souls in purgatory this morning and all day. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.